All right, K, if that's your real name, why are we here? What is this?
We are, I was just thinking of the name, as you were talking before, Man Boys United. We have finally come together and, we're representing, I guess, the, maybe former Man Boys. I don't know.
I thought the podcast was called Don't Tell My Wife.
Yeah. Don't Tell My Wife is the name of this podcast. Welcome to all one of you, maybe more. I have to admit something to you, which is that I did tell my wife, and I had to just spill the beans because she said, "Why are you going down again to the office to talk to him again?"
You should have just
And
told her we're having video sex. That would have been a much better explanation.
I
And I think she would have accepted it. Because what is
she
she
might
gonna
believe
do?
that.
What can she offer
Yes.
that you know what I mean?
Yeah,
That
what
I can't,
can
right?
that's true. Good point.
But
She
that's not why
can't.
you went to your basement. You
No.
went to your basement so we could do a podcast.
We did, and thank you for using that name. And
Oh, oops. We'll edit that out.
I actually don't care as much.
The reason why you have to hide that from your wife, which you turns out that you did not, was because you've attempted to do another podcast before with other people. I'm
Yes,
not jealous, by
this
the
is
way.
my 1, 2, 3. This could be my fourth one. I'm not sure. I think I wouldn't be surprised
And
if my fourth.
she told you to stop wasting your time, which is admirable.
She told me the way she told me to stop wasting my time. She said, "Okay, well, you go down there. I'll be making some calls to line up some sponsors." So that's her way of saying this is probably going to fail. So
Yeah,
anyway,
which is her, that's a wife's job, is to bring you back to reality so you can be
yes,
present for your family.
correct. Which I do have. We were just talking about how. So tell me a little bit more about this. I liked the way you were starting this. We've created this podcast to reach out to, is it former man boys that now have to decide to stop becoming man boys and have decided to kind of take some responsibility in their lives,
Yeah, I
which
mean,
we
for
were
people
once
who,
ourselves, or what is this?
well, I just generally am not sensitive about words. So if there are people who are triggered by the term
If
man
you're a man
boy,
boy,
I would say men of a certain age who find themselves, you're married, you have a mortgage, you are now a productive member of society. And if you were ever surprised by that or thought that that was not going to happen, and the shifting landscape, politics, the economy, society, culture, you see all these things happen and you think, well, these extremes on all of those things, that's not me. I'm not struggling to pay bills. I'm not rich either. I'm not one of these only two political camps left in this country. I'm not either of those. I'm an independent thinker and I want to make a living. I don't want to be a wage slave. Those people, who've grown up 30s and 40s, maybe early 50s, and they're men who are living their lives, and maybe they don't have time to have a conversation about it. You and I, luckily, have made time. I don't know if we have the time. I have a couple kids, but we have made time to have this conversation. And if people want to eavesdrop onto that conversation, and if they can think about something they didn't think about before or are introduced to a new topic, or can add to it via, comments and feedback. Well, I think that's a really good place to start.
I love it. That's beautiful. I relate to the man boy idea because 10 years ago that was pretty much me. I was married at the time, but I still wasn't sure about children. What is it, 2025 right now? Yeah. So I was unsure about children, just starting to get the idea that maybe I wanted for sure
You
them,
didn't think you could raise kids, right? It's
but
like, oh my
yeah. Oh
God,
yeah,
I
it
gotta
felt very
raise a
overwhelming.
kid. Me
Exactly.
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because I don't know what it is. What is that? Why is that? Why would people, you and I aren't, dumb. We're responsible
Yeah.
people. We, can run with scissors and stuff. Why would we have thought that we couldn't have been dads? There must be other people out there thinking the exact same thing.
I don't know, but I don't think anyone is ever prepared to be a father unless they're like of a certain mindset. And my
The people who
generation,
want to be dads from like their 20s, those are the ones who scare me.
They do. They probably can pull it off, but yeah, you're right. That
Yeah.
is true.
My brother was one of them. I have a brother. He was one of those
Nice.
people.
Okay, cool. That's I always respect those people. I meet a fair amount of them now that I'm in a small town. I live in a small town with a lot of kind of religious backgrounds and stuff like that. And so, but I do think that what even scared me, maybe strangely enough, what scared me more than children was a mortgage,
Yeah.
which is
Amen.
interesting. And so here I find myself 10 years later. Now, I was talking to a guy the other day in his kind of my old 10-year-old self, who was in his mid-30s, which tells you how old I am. And I said to him, he said, "Oh, he's living with his family." And she's like, my parents want to move. They may sell the property and move to another state." And he seemed like he didn't want that to happen. And I said, "Why don't you buy that property from them? Do you have any other, you don't have any assets right now. Why don't you buy that from them? And then you could just, have an asset that grows over time." And it looked as if I was telling him to jump off a bridge. It felt, he was like, "Are you kidding me? I couldn't just, I have no ability to have a property." It was really terrifying to him. And I thought, it is interesting. Like, that was not a very shocking thing to hear maybe 30, 40 years ago. Buying a home was not a big deal, but it was terrifying to him. And so to the idea of,
Absolutely.
and I don't mean any kind of disrespect. I mean, I think we, for whatever reason, this generation of ours is
Well,
has
I
been
think you're
pushed
calling him a
towards man boy.
coward and a small person who probably should just leave the
Step
country and go
up.
live on and man up. Wait, let's get some Andrew Tate quotes to help this guy out. Get a small polygamist
I
relationship
like it. Yeah, get
nest.
that
I don't
going.
know what the word is. I'm
A nest.
for better or worse, I'm a monogamist, but whatever it is, when you have like a bunch of women you're trafficking, a
Yeah,
nest,
well, you're a
a
man at that
crime,
point.
a
If you're
traffic
not
of
one of
women.
those, according to Andrew Tate, you're a wuss, I would say, if you
Well,
don't
see,
have
and
three wives.
to come back to I think the point of why we're even having a podcast, because the world, well, first of all, the world needs more podcasts.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Good
That's number
point.
one. So
More content.
we're filling a rare need. But besides that, I mean, I maybe because it's not popular, like this won't be. Maybe I don't hear enough podcasts where it's men that I identify with. Like, yeah, okay, those are the things I think about. Those are the things I worry about. Every time I see someone, it's always like over the top. I mean, even podcasts that I do like, where it will be these masculine figures, so it's just over the top. It's like, oh, you have to rise and grind every day. I'm like, dude. I got like a little baby at home. I'm not gonna write, like, if I can wake up and remember what day it is, huge victory. And I'm not,
Nice.
and I'm not like, I want to lose a little bit of weight. I want to get a little bit more muscle, right? But I also like have to navigate an increasingly complex life. I just haven't heard a lot of podcasts that said, I think about I have a son. I think about what masculinity do I want to teach my son, right? And my masculinity will help define my daughter's femininity. What kind of masculinity do I want my children to see in their household? And it's not, with all apologies, it's not a lot of the people I see out there who are men podcasting who are very popular among men.
I think
And
in order to be that popular, you kind of have to be a certain level
extreme.
of extreme, in one direction or another.
Well, we'll see where this goes. If I have to pretend to be an ex-Navy SEAL, I mean, that brings on its own problem. But
Good
pretending to
point.
be an ex-Navy
You
SEAL,
can
if
pull it
that becomes
off.
useful, I could pull it off because we won't show my face or body. Anyways, well, so just to bring it back home, I mean, I think that's what we're set out to do. This is a call for men who, if you hear us saying, mid-30s, mid-40s, maybe you have kids, maybe you don't, maybe you have a mortgage, maybe you don't, but you see a shifting landscape in masculinity and all this other stuff, and you don't quite see a home for yourself because some of the stuff sounds nuts. I mean, that's why I want to have these conversations because I think more men should be having these conversations. That's not to exclude women, or
You
whatever
are
other
saying
gender
that I'm saying a little
politics might.
sexist here, though.
I feel like gender politics wants me to say more there, but it's just I'm tolerant, and if other people want to have conversations, I think it's great, man. I
Here's,
think
what you're trying to do is you're trying to exclude women, like the old days, like the 1800s again.
Well, actually, and we discussed this. One of the people I want to hear my podcast is my wife.
Oh.
She is really great at ground truthing me and letting me know when I've done something that is not the thing I wanted to do. So
Nice.
she's a great partner for that. But yeah,
That'd be a
so
good topic. We should talk about how do you find a good partner? That might be
we should
another
bring
topic, maybe
her. Oh
another
man, I
episode.
definitely want to have her on the podcast because she's just a great partner. She helps me in everything that I want to do and in a very collaborative and open way.
Nice.
And so I hope there's a podcast for women or whatever gender identity people have that helps them feel like their voice is being heard.
Well,
At
guess
the end of
what?
this.
There is. I'm sure there's like so many podcasts that I have this strange feeling that there's no one being left out of the pod sphere.
Yeah, exactly. So
It's
if you're
not
like
like,
a
it's the
gender
ABC.
non-conforming,
Yeah, right.
you're like a gender
Exactly.
non-conforming anarcho-radical gender activist, that's why, that's Andrew Tate's podcast. Is he still doing them from prison?
That's a good
Probably not.
question. He probably
Well, you
is.
know
I mean,
what?
him,
Let's
he probably
can we
wouldn't
bookmark that,
stop it.
Kevin? Sorry, K, can we
Yeah.
bookmark that?
Yes. And if
Let's
you're
take a look.
wondering why we're calling each other different
Let's
letters
talk
for
about that.
names.
Why should we have an anonymous podcast? No one will listen to this. That's its own form of
And so we could
anonymity.
get famous. Thank God
Hello.
for AI. I can now go through and have it detect all the times we say our real names and just bleep them out.
Is that a real thing?
Oh yeah. That's nice.
Really?
Oh yeah, totally.
Oh, okay. Can it also? Oh, let's do. Okay. So I'm going to say a series of names right now. None of them are your name. Now, I don't want to give anyone a clue because through the process of elimination, you could write down all the names there are and then start crossing them off. But I'm going to take that risk and I'm going to start saying names and I'm going to see if this amazing AI thing will catch it. Here we go.
Well, I'll
Ready?
have to do it. You're making more work for me, but go ahead.
Oh, wait, you're going to do
Well,
something. I thought, what's the whole point of having AI
it's just going to
do this
give me
for
a transcript that I'll have to find and replace. But say all the names you want, but it'll be fine because I'll only search for our names.
So
Let's see
I'm
how good the
calling you
system
K.
works.
I'm
Yeah.
calling you K. So I'm going to use that as a launching off point for K names. Kratom.
Kratom, maybe with a
Cle
C.
Cle Clevin. Clavo. Krypton. Hold on, I almost said
Oh, there
Christ. You
must
can't
not be many
get
good
that
male names with a K if this is what you're coding Krypton.
right. The
There's
dog.
Keelan.
Not the planet.
Did I know
That's
a guy
very
named Keelan?
Keenan.
Keenan, yeah. There's a Keenan.
Kamal. There's
Yeah, Kamal.
a male version of Kamala, right? Is it Kamal? I'm not sure. I,
Kamal,
you
yeah,
know,
there is.
we can look that up later. Bookmark that as
I've
well.
known that.
We're gonna look
Yeah.
all because I sound ignorant
If
when
you're
I say
looking for
that.
baby names for your next son, this is the podcast.
Chris.
Oh, there you go. Chris would work. I think Chris.
Any hard K sounds? Christopher. Clap
Chris.
for now. You know
Chris
what?
Chris
I've
Christopherson
run out.
is spelled
Ooh,
with a K.
there you go.
Interesting.
Okay, well there you go. Okay, well that's
Chris,
amazing.
yeah.
Speaking of
Yeah.
AI, that's another thing I think we should do is, you are a very technical person. I am mildly conversant in
More.
technical topics. I think this is another thing that I always learn from you, a lot about technology. And I think if someone's listening and they don't have a lot of time to invest in this, that would be something they could,
That would have
I think they
been
could.
true maybe 20 years ago. Now I'm one of those anti, I'm like an I'm kind of like a Mennonite now, where I got my feet digging in my heels in the dirt, pushing against the push from AI as it's pushing us forward into the future. I'm
No
against it
offense to
now.
Mennonite, although they're hard to offend because they're so
They're probably not listening to the show, but
you have a
I feel
huge
like they
Mennonite
are smart. Like
following.
I realize now, I used to always criticize the Amish and the Mennonites, and now with
Yeah.
AI arriving on the scene, I'm like, oh, I get it
Yeah.
now.
It's a slippery slope, man. You start with like a food processor, you go right to the nightmare scenario from the
Yes,
Terminator
Terminator,
film
right.
starring Arnold
Good
Schwarzenegger.
point. It is true. Yes.
It's a slippery slope. I see, you know what? And I knew that, and I still accepted the bargain because I am not going to wash my own dishes. So, dishwasher time. That's fine. If
Yes.
you would have told me, hey man, using this dishwasher will usher in the era of AI bots that will destroy humanity in order to
Yeah.
save it, I don't even think I would have start. I wouldn't have even waited for the end of that sentence to push the start button on
Push the
the
start button.
dishwasher.
Yeah, you're like,
It's
I'll
just
take
not
it.
worth it.
Well, you won't even have to push it soon. The your bot in your house, who may be turn on you and attack you, will be pushing it
It
for you.
will detect my intention to wash
Yeah,
the dishes,
and
just like
just
in
get
Minority Report, except this is useful technology.
right. I hope so. Until it decides to
It was like
stop.
a Tom Cruise type situation, like Tom Cruise artificial intelligence robot.
Yeah,
Oh man, I
that's
would
cool.
break that bargain.
I
I just saw
watched
Mission
Minority
Impossible.
Report a few months ago because I was kind of in a kick of watching old sci-fi-ish
Yeah.
movies, and it was a
Yes.
interesting, very well done.
It's a fantastic film.
It's
Tom
a
Cruise
fantastic
is
film.
just
Yeah,
an
you know
amazing.
what I
I just
really
saw Mission
loved?
Impossible: Final Reckoning yesterday. It was
Yes.
I'm sorry, this is an aside, but like Tom Cruise at the beginning of the movie in the movie theater had like a little 20-second. It's just him sitting in the movie theater, and the camera's real up close on him in the most beautiful way, and he's like, "Hi, I'm Tom Cruise." He introduces himself humble, and then he says, the director, my production partner, the actors, we have made this movie, the people who work on the set, we have made this movie for you to enjoy in the movie theater as it's intended to be seen. I hope you really enjoy it. And I thought, like, wow, it's like
What
a
movie
really
is
nice
this?
thing. Mission Impossible: Final
Oh,
Reckoning,
the
like the
latest
eighth
one.
or ninth
Okay.
one. But like, and supposedly the last one, it had strong last movie vibes. Do you know what I mean? You know when
Really?
movies do that,
Yeah.
like a movie that has been like a very long franchise will
Yeah.
like
Gives you
splice
the
in
feeling.
scenes from like all the other movies, like it's like a recapitulation, and then like they'll bring in characters that were from like a first movie and they show up
Right.
for this one, and they were probably paid like scale to be in that movie because they're not like famous, but they were in the first one.
Yeah.
It had those vibes. It had the like, oh no, this is like the last one kind of vibes. But
We'll have to have
we'll
a whole episode on Tom Cruise because I know he's kind of a
uh
mentor of
I mean,
yours.
you know what? This started off ironic. My obsession with Tom Cruise started off as
I'm
being very ironic, and it has now become unironic. There are
sure.
so many things I think and feel about Tom Cruise that I'm not even sure are real.
Well, if you're kind of talking about the man boys thing, and
Yeah,
I
maybe this
think,
is a relic of
well,
that.
I think what I realized about Tom Cruise, because when I talked to you about Tom Cruise 20 years ago, I thought he was a moron. Sorry,
You did.
Tom. And damn it, I've had to become more respectful and impressed by him. He just keeps on, he keeps
Well, I
on
don't think a
being Tom
moron would have
Cruise,
used
and the world has
dyslexia,
shifted
Kevin. I
around
mean,
him.
McKay. It's.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm sorry. Say that last thought again. We'll bleep that out.
Well, he has stayed the same Tom Cruise while the world has shifted around him, and basically it's making
Yes.
him look way better than I think we ever gave him credit
Absolutely.
for. He's
Absolutely.
stayed true to himself, and
Well,
that
hey,
is a rare thing.
you want a model for masculinity?
Yeah,
That's not someone.
that's
I've never
true.
heard. I can't think of anyone ever having said. I've heard a lot about toxic masculinity. I've heard a lot about. I heard a lot of about people in the manosphere, as it's so called. I heard that term, by the way, on a Steve Colbert late night
Yeah,
show. I'm
right.
not really
Of
like.
course.
I don't think I'm actually culturally or politically fluent enough to participate in the podcast with anyone, but here we are. I heard about that, the manosphere from the Colbert show, and I thought to myself, like, actually, Tom Cruise, he's not one of those guys putting himself out there as a role model for masculinity, as far as I know, but once again, I don't know a lot. But I think that's a, I mean, you just look at the meta facts of his life. There's a lot of stuff in there that is stuff
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to do. I'm not a religious person. If Scientology is a religion, I will not speak to that. But he is very dedicated. He has a strong purpose. He has a
Yeah.
strong vision. He is uncompromising on the core aspects and very compromising on the stuff around it. I think,
Good point.
I don't think I would want to be like him. I mean, not that I could. He's incredibly successful in a way that makes life
He's an
harder.
enigma.
His life is hard because of his success. Nice. Tom Cruise did that. His life is hard because of the success in a way that
Yes.
I don't think I want to be troubled by. But what else, I mean, that's what maybe that's what greatness looks like. I don't know.
Well,
But I think he's a great role model. Yeah, we should, Tom
yes.
Cruise episode.
We
Let's
should have
just get
that.
into it.
Let's go through the good old, the best hits. All right. Well, let's move on to our second topic. I think we've
Yeah.
covered
That's what
this.
this
Why are we doing
podcast
this
is.
podcast? Yeah.
That's it. Why is it anonymous? It's because we're scared.
Right.
No, there's a more noble
Well,
reason. No, I'm
yes.
sorry. There's a more noble reason I'm looking
Okay.
around here for. Oh, found it. The more noble reason besides fear, which is always, in the mix, besides fear is, our backgrounds that we've discussed just a little bit just now, right? Like, you're a person who's kind of worked in tech areas. You're an independent thinker. You are, obviously are a dad, a husband. You have so many identities swirling around. Me too. I have a couple kids. Mine are younger than yours. I also have a mortgage, so it's hanging over my head like a big, bright, beautiful star. And I also am trying to find my footing in this world, but I think I have like a good path forward. I think we both have taken some pretty like strong paths, but there's always the doubt, right? And so we talk about things. And I think that background, if people out there hear that and they think like, oh, okay, that's interesting. I think that's a conversation I want to hear or be a part of. That's what this is, right? And
Yeah.
so who we are is almost besides the point,
Rel
right?
irrelevant. We're
Right.
not
I have
important
like,
already, so there's no point in, so
yeah,
like
exactly.
we're
Our unimportance might be a key feature of this
Yeah.
because, quote unquote, unimportant people, that's I think most of us, man. When this era is written about in the history books, we will be just as anonymous as we are trying to be in this podcast. So
Yes.
to me, it's almost
Good
beside the
point. Very
point.
stoic of you.
I'm stoic as shit. Wait, are we allowed to swear?
Yeah, I think we
Probably.
are. We're not
That's
on
a
any.
feature of my model of
There you go.
masculinity. It's not swearing on purpose, it's swearing on accident. That's my model.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
We taught our, I mean, this will be a great topic.
Yeah.
We should tackle some parenting things later, but like our son, he knows a lot of swear words because
Yeah.
he has to know them because first of all, he is around me and my wife who swear on accident all the time. But
Sure.
then, so then we have had to teach him like, hey, these are words you do not say. And we
Cannot
explain
say it,
why.
yeah.
It's like having a knife. If you're a little kid, you shouldn't be holding a knife because you don't know how to
Right.
handle it and you might hurt yourself. And then we'll teach you how to use it. Same for swear words. And he knows it. You'll hear me say one and he'll be like, hey, that's a swear word I'm not allowed to say, right? I'm like, correct. But anyway, we'll swear
Cool.
on this.
We'll be swearing a little bit. It's not a faux pas on the show. And because no one will be able to judge us, because no one will know who we are anyway.
If a tree falls in the forest, there's no
Yeah,
one around and they make
exactly.
a swear word. Well,
There
so
you go.
anyway, but so that's it. That it's anonymous
It's
because
anonymous. Because it
to
is.
a, because it is, and it doesn't matter. And
Yeah.
also that once again scared also in the background always, but I mean I do stuff I'm scared about it all the time,
I
right?
don't
It's
even
something
put
that
my
affects me.
children on Instagram on a pretty private channel anyway. Like, I just don't have any strong interest in being known as an entity. I'd like to say, I like my words to be out there, my thoughts to be out there, but I don't necessarily need my identity on everything that I do. So I'm just kind
That's
of,
it. Also,
that's
are
kind of
they
how I
really
feel.
your words, Kevin? Ooh, let's
Oh,
talk
what a
about it.
great topic.
I'm joking. Let's move on to something real. That's dumb.
Well, let's kind of go a bit on that, which is dumb. You said the word dumb. Is AI making us dumb? Well, what a question. So there was a report
What a
that I
great
sent
fucking
you.
segue, man. Did you plan that?
Like,
That
it's
is
through
so
those
good.
three massively
I'm actually
successful
just, I'm sorry. I'm just
podcasts.
like, I'm basking a little bit in how
Oh, I
what a cool
know, right?
transition that was. Good for you, man. Okay, I'm sorry.
Now,
Please
for
continue.
my 5 to 10
Great.
episodes of podcasts I've done before, I've learned so much.
A veteran.
Anyway, MIT put out a study that was released last week. Now, I have a little interesting story about this too. The title of it seems to
We'll
be,
tell you if it's interesting.
well, yeah, exactly. The title of it seems to be ChatGPT's impact on our brains. This was also a Time Magazine article. ChatGPT may be eroding critical thinking skills, according to a new MIT study. So now I saw this on X, and I don't go on X that much, but every time, bored, I have blocked most of my other apps, so I'll go on X sometimes when I'm really bored. And I saw this show
Ooh,
up.
self-negating.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll bookmark that for
I'll bookmark
later,
that too.
Catholic boy.
Should you? Anyway, so I'm on there. I do follow a lot of tech, entrepreneurs, so it's usually that stuff. But this one was
Yes.
showed up as a is an interesting thing in my feed, and I'm also part of a dad's group, and on WhatsApp of some probably like maybe 30 or 40 guys that are part of like this kind of professional network that I'm a part of. Anyway,
Sounds erotic.
I put it on the group. I said, oh, these dads, a lot of them are new dads, some of them are my age, kids my age. They need to see this, and they're going to be so appreciative of me for sharing this. They're going to be so thankful that I shared this with them, because now they know to be wary of the educational system, and some of the there's a new kind of mindset in education, which is this is no different than the calculator. Let's just let open the floodgates and let AI in the schools, let them use it just like we did in the 80s when schools stopped resisting the calculator for math and it didn't hurt anybody. Nothing bad happened. Let's do that again. I keep hearing this, and so I thought, I'll share this message out to be heard by the dads. And the reaction I got was such hostility to this. It was like,
Really?
oh, here we go again.
Oh
Another
wow. Like
20 years of
you're living.
I know exactly. Another 20 years of studies suggesting that video games are going to cause violence. Here we're going to do the same thing with AI. There's obviously no proof to this. And then they started like attacking the they started going in and finding like anything they could. Like, this is a small sample size. This is a like this isn't based on any reality. So I was really impressed by the. I think my comment to them was like, I didn't. I'm shocked. This is controversial. Number one. To me, if you give two kids the same assignment, which is to develop critical thinking, and the deliverable is an essay, and you have one kid struggle for a day to write their own essay, and you have another kid that all it has to do is like copy and paste the prompt, put it into a ChatGPT and spit out an answer and turn that in. Why on earth would I be surprised that the first kid actually learned anything and the second kid didn't? So anyway, after that, I don't know, it kind of took a bit of a turn, and I started to get some people on my side. But I thought it was interesting, just the reaction from a lot of parents was like, what's wrong with AI and our kids using it? So what do you think as a father? What's your impulse when you read this?
So I have a couple of meta comments, right? So, I mean, I think it's worth sharing, right? My background. I have a technical background. That's what I studied my bachelor's in, and I worked in a technical, very technical field. And then I ended up going on to the business side of things. I now do, like analysis and reporting on various topics, right? Like I've done analysis and reporting on like human rights topics in Central America, Latin America. I've done kind of analysis and reporting, not in a professional level, mind you, just for like kind of a small group of like leadership
So you use
on
AI?
economics. Well, so on economics, but also I'm going to be transitioning into doing more analysis and writing
Okay.
on cyber and digital issues
Hmm.
as it pertains
Interesting.
to Asia. And so to prep for that,
Delved in. Yeah,
delved.
something.
What? How can you delve into something without diving in? Okay, well, you know what? Bookmark that. I delved into this topic, and so I think it's actually very interesting because I'm not an expert. I have used AI a lot in my personal life. I've used Gemini, I've used ChatGPT, and I use a proprietary version of a bot that is made for my specific job. So it's more limited than these other models, but it's trained on stuff that I do. So I won't say the name of it,
So
but
you are
I
telling me
think
right now that you have authority, is what I guess I'm gaining from this, is that you have an
I
authority
have
to,
some experience in it. I'm not just kind of
yes.
like, and I, I have a son, a young son, who was in kindergarten, and when he was in kindergarten, I actually wanted to introduce him to AI. So I guess, so that's my background, right? When I talk about this, it's because I've experienced my son using AI. I've introduced actually AI to like my parents, and they were on one side. They were like, "No, this is dumb. Like, I like my privacy. This is anti-privacy." And I convinced them just by showing them a couple of features that it can of what it has that I can do. I convinced my wife to start using it. I convinced my wife to start using it so she could talk to her mom, because her mom has been a little nutty lately.
Sure, I see.
And so she, Gemini AI, helped her talk to her mom in Spanish.
Got it. Oh, cool.
And so I come from the background of a user who's not an expert, but I have a technical background, and I use it a lot at work, but I also use it a lot in my personal life. And the first thing I'll say is the, I guess the thing I focus on the most is the meta situation of, like, it got a strong reaction. And I honestly think it's because this happened online. I
Yeah, it could
think if
be.
you would have sit, if you sat in a room with 10 dads and you just had your cup of coffee and you're just chatting, I think maybe like the first person who responded to you would have been like, no, this is insane. And then it kind of would have moderated, because we
Yeah.
have that way of interacting with each other where, like, everything gets more moderated in person because we receive so many more signals. I mean, I don't know what the, reason is behind it, but, like, the fact that it happens in on online, I think, allows people to just kind of launch into these, like, weird
They do.
invectives on any topic, right? Like, you could have put a thing in there about how, like, oh, there's this sneaker with, like, an air bubble in the back, and people are like, this will destroy our kids. It's insane. So the fact that it drew such a sharp reaction, I think, is one of the reasons why I love talking to you and other friends that we have that are independent thinkers, is to automatically just sit in a camp. Why are the parents who reacted to you so strongly, why are they in that camp by default? Like you said, they went into the study to try to debunk it
Right.
without considering the merits of it. That process is a very poisonous process that I see that people do on this topic and a lot of other topics, especially politics, right? They have their opinion first, right?
Exactly.
They feel something about it, and then they think later. They use logic and thought to justify the feeling they just had.
Sure.
And so they go through there and they're like, this is why this is wrong. I know this is wrong. Let me figure out why. And
Yeah.
I do this. I do this all the time too. I find myself in a camp. And honestly, if I looked at it very closely, I wouldn't know why I'm in that camp. I just really wouldn't know why. And so some people are just reactive. I don't know why. So that's my first comment, right? Is that I wish the process was better. And I think it's why it's really worth talking about these topics in a room, in a setting with video, with the
It's an
chat.
interesting idea.
It would be interesting to make a meeting about it. Like, hey, who wants to have a quick 10-minute coffee chat about
Yeah.
this?
Well, you know what, to be your point, there was this initial reaction from three or four people that were like shooting daggers at it. And then the moment I kind of came back with a few fairly reasonable arguments that were pretty hard to argue with. Like I just gave one example of like, basically you're letting one kid cheat and the other kid struggle. Like, why would that surprise you?
Right.
Because that's basically what the study says. It, basically it they did allow kids to just use it free will. But not even kids. I don't think it was kids. I think it was just tech knowledge workers. And they showed that people are doing worse than if they never tried writing it at all, I think it was. I mean, there was a lot of interesting things where it showed not only that on a exercise by exercise level of experimentation, they were performing worse mentally, but that over time it actually negatively impacted their skills and their mental acuity. So I made a few interesting arguments, and suddenly it was interesting because the moment I said that, a few people bought in, and once they bought in, the initial like dagger throwers kind of went to the background, and suddenly this new kind of like group of traditional mindset people that were like, not only that, but you shouldn't be giving junk food to your kids, and suddenly those kind of people rose into the group, and suddenly they were taken over. It was very interesting to see like. It's about momentum sometimes, and you can see that when you feel empowered to speak and you feel like you're on the right, you'll say it very confidently. But the moment you start to think that there's people that might be in opposition of your opinion, you're like, whoa, wait, let me hold back. So I think you're describing kind of the dynamics of the internet in general and how, it can be a cesspool of terribleness because of some of these ideas. With that, if you were to take these same people and put them in a real room where social dynamics are real, they might be a little more hesitant to say whatever crap
Yeah,
is on their mind.
it's not the people, it's the opinion, and
Yeah.
sometimes the context creates a strange opinion and a way of interacting That is not, you know, I mean, this kind of phrase is a problematic phrase, but it's not what we were designed for. I don't think anyone really knows what we were designed for. And it also, you know, implies a purpose behind our design, which, I mean, I just don't happen to believe in that. I mean, if someone does, I'll be happy for them to try to convince me. But I do use that phrase a lot. It's not the milieu of humans, right? There are things that are very on that are very obviously kind of in line, in tune with our biology.
Correct.
And you know, like walking is a better exercise than running for your joints, and because perhaps the current biology was made to walk long distances and do stuff. I don't know, whatever. I'm just quoting stuff I've read from smarter people. So anyway, but yeah, I think the discourse here can affect the actual opinions people have, which is sad because people should evaluate this stuff. These are very up-to-date, important topics. We should have a collaborative discussion and exchange views and be willing to be convinced instead of always being on a mission to convince other people. So that's my first comment, right? I mean, then to actually talk about the content itself.
Yeah. What was your reaction
Yeah, so
to
my
this
first reaction.
notion?
Well, so see, but here's the problem, right? Here's the problem. Here's another problem with
Yeah.
discourse, is that I should have read this because you did send this to me. I should have read the study before responding to it. I did not, because then I just grabbed on to the headline, right? Which is cognitive decline. AI causes cognitive decline. So I should read the study, right? Because does it say using it occasionally to give you ideas? Does it? What is the setting of the thing? You know, I think it's very obvious to all of us,
Let
like the
me
natural.
see if I can share with you a few ideas that are kind
Can you get AI to summarize it into five bullet points?
of like I w
Well, one,
okay,
wh
yeah, go
while you
ahead,
pull
keep
that
talking
up,
and I'll find
yeah,
this
while you pull
thing.
that up, you
Yes.
know, by the way, we talked about this before. Is there a way to make AI a part of this conversation such that we can go to it for questions and have it talk to
Good
us and
question.
add? Can you like do a voice version of, you know, Gemini AI?
Yeah.
That's a free, I only use free
I'm
ones because
looking
I
into
know
that.
I'm not in a financial place to be paying for AI bots. But I do use the Gemini AI free version and the ChatGPT 4.0 free version. And we can do like the voice version and just say, hey, could you tell us the five bullet points about this, you know, topic, whatever. And then it can be like a third person in the conversation. They help us create the output. They don't create the output because that's an important legal distinction.
Good
I've
point.
heard that no court is allowing AI created content to be copyrighted, actually.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
So
let
anyway.
me, I will say, yes, I'm working on that one. I think we'll have something in future episodes where we can do that if we want to,
I
we'll
want
see. We
to
can
so bad, Kevin.
debate on whether that's a good idea.
We need to turn this
Turn this
technology,
sucker on. Yeah.
yeah, and just point it right at this Tom Cruise thing
I like it.
that I
It's like
have.
jumping out of a
I want.
plane, doing your own stunts, or
Don't
quite
even
the
get me
opposite.
started. That's, I mean, like, I don't want to do that, but I want to like
But you want
admire
it.
people who do that.
Yeah, I hear you. So here's kind of the highlights from the X post. I didn't have AI summarize this. A real person maybe has summarized this. 83%
Boo.
of ChatGPT users could not quote from essays they wrote minutes earlier, which is
Oh,
interesting, right? So
that makes sense. I think that
you're
makes sense.
basically asked to write an essay about something, you pump it out, and then you might
Yeah.
scan through it, but it's really not you who wrote it. So why would it make sense that you remember
Right.
anything from it? Probably nothing.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Brain scans revealed the damage. Neural connections collapsed from 79 to 42. I'm not sure what that even means, but like what they're measuring. But if that's the case, that's they had some way of doing of measuring, I guess, neural connections, and it went from a score of 79 to 42. That's a 47% reduction in brain activity. Teachers didn't know which essays used AI, but they could feel something was wrong. Soulless, empty with regard to content, close to perfect language while failing to give personal insights. That's a big one
I
I
know people like
see.
that. I know people like
Yeah,
that.
that's a big one, like that I see because I actually help one of my, I'll just say businesses is to help people with writing. Let's say I'll just kind of leave it there. And when I see AI written stuff, it's absolutely the case that it has no personal insight on anything. So it will give you a lot of, you know, people who just for they have no real authority, but they're telling you their philosophy on why, but they have no personal stories. That's kind of like you go to a, that's kind of classic 101 of good speaker. You go to an inspirational speaker. What's an inspirational speaker going to do? They're going to convince you because of what they've been through, and they're going to tell you a lot of stories. And by the time you're done listening, you're like, wow, this person has authority on that topic because they've been through so much. An AI would stand up in front of the audience and tell you, you should feel great about yourself. You know, studies say this and studies say that, and they would have nothing personal to add. And so you would be like, eh, kind of
They
boring.
would
I'm
say, I have a binder full of women that can talk to
yeah,
this point
right.
about, yeah,
Exactly.
exactly.
When researchers forced ChatGPT users to write without AI, they performed worse than people who never used AI at all. Now that's kind of interesting. Like if you had never touched the thing and you were asked to write an essay, and then you had been using AI for months, and then you were asked to write an essay, the person who had never touched AI was actually a better writer than the person who had not. So I think that's a that shows what we're giving up by using this for everything. And then again, they did more MIT EEG brain scans on 54 participants for 4 months. They tracked the alpha waves. Basically, it caused a lot of problems. So those are some of the big highlights. There's more if you want, but I would say that's kind of the in a nutshell what the study found.
Diminishes critical thinking for writing.
For writing, yeah, at least for now.
I think it would be, you know, presumptive at this point to say that it squashes all critical thinking, right? I mean, I'm
Yeah.
asking from a factual point of view of what this thing is saying. Is it fair to say that this thing is saying for just in the area of writing,
I don't
analytical critical
know.
thinking
I think you
writing?
have to assume that if we,
It
I
keeps
haven't
talking about
read,
essays, right?
yeah, I
Talking
haven't
about
read the
essays.
full s the full thing. There probably could have been some other things they, because they did study knowledge workers. Again, this was not, they're applying this. A lot of people are kind of like vaguely applying this to education, but they didn't actually study children, which I think is smart of them because that would be, that could bring up ethical issues. But they, so they studied adults, but what they found was it didn't have, it had huge cognitive effects. Now, the way I like to think of it is this, and this is something that I've been thinking about way before the study came out, which is the parallels to me are the combination of the introduction of like high fructose corn syrup into our society, mixed with our ability to make farming super, you know, super productive, right? So we go from an 1800s agrarian society where everyone's working in the fields. Number one, we're all working, we're all out there using our bodies every day, and we're probably pretty fit and lean just by default. Fast forward a couple hundred years, we've injected tons of refined sugar and high fructose corn syrup into the diet. We have a lot of us, a lot of those ancestors of those people now are working desk jobs. And combine that with the fact that we have so much food, we don't know what to do with it. We're plentiful amounts of food compared to the old days. We're able to
Obesity
get
is a
so much
problem.
yield. Yeah. And so you look at the, you know, we've had an obesity epidemic. Why is that? Because people are not using their muscles at the rate they were before to consume those calories. And so you end up with muscles that are just atrophied, right? So that would be kind of my thought is like you end up with a much more productive society. There's a lot of benefits to AI that we're going to see, but one of the big drawbacks to me is what it does to our brains and our ability to actually think. And so what kind of reminded me was that movie Idiocracy, where you have fairly impressive technology in the future in that movie, but how they don't even know where it came from or how it came about because they're too dumb to actually like keep it maintained and all that stuff.
If the world were to go into a post-apocalyptic situation tomorrow, you know, could you, I mean, I saw a TV show where they talked about this, where they're like, could you reinvent the telephone right now? It's like,
Oh
no.
yeah. No.
But so I hear you. I hear you. It's like, okay, humanity has developed something. It has the capacity to do so much work that we are currently doing that we might forget how to do that work. Not only might we forget how to do that work, but we may lose the biological connections. I mean, these are real biological connections. We're talking about neurons and
Yeah,
we're talking
that's
about
true.
electrical activity. We might actually lose the capacity Not just the ability, right? Those are two different things. We might lose the ability, we might lose the capacity, biological capacity to do these things that we could do before. So the question is, how useful are those things? I mean, just to, being devil's advocate, because I'm not sure. Okay. I'm gonna keep doing that. You know what? I'll get good at this. I'll get good at this. We have this capacity to do critical thinking and write an essay. I've had jobs where that was a requirement for entry, right? Like I said, you're muted, by the way. Oh, I see. You're having an off-screen, non-podcast conversation. You've left the immediate area, ceding complete control of the podcast to me. And I will use this now to send a series of domineering and frightful messages to our public, which probably at this point consists of our family and friends. Listen up. I've taken control of this podcast. I am now the captain of this podcast. This podcast will now be about Tom Cruise. Now, you're probably thinking, how many hours of a podcast could you make about Tom Cruise? Is it pro or con? I reject the premise that a podcast has to be pro or con Tom Cruise. That's number one. I will say that you could fill hours just, oh, and it's, oh, Kay is back. I'll get
I'm
good at this.
sorry. This is part of dadhood, is a fight broke out between the two.
Did anyone get stabbed?
It got bad.
Emotionally?
Yes,
Well,
yes.
like, so I was just gonna say, like, we might lose the ability to creatively write and express ideas. There's probably an
Needs that.
underlying there's probably an underlying cognitive function. It's not just about the writing, right? It's about the ability to create the that information expressed in our language in the written format, which is different from an oral capacity. But I think they probably have some sort of common part of, like, this is an ability
Yeah.
that we use to make an argument when you're talking to the daddies, and you made these arguments that brought some people out to support you. That capacity, creates an ability to make that argument.
Sure.
In the future, where everyone's using AI, you would not have had the ability to make any more arguments. It just would have been like, hey, AI, convince these people what's wrong with them. Why aren't they doing the thing I want them to think or do?
Interesting.
So
And
my
then
question,
their AIs could have come back and fought your
exactly.
AI,
And
and now
everyone's
it's
just
like,
sitting back and everyone is very removed from the situation, waiting for the one AI that exists to tell us what the correct answer is. And so for me, my question to you is, and this is part of the conversation that will help me understand this better, right? And help me make form an opinion that is malleable, which is, how important is that ability? How important is it to have the ability to write an essay? Just to take it from the most superficial level, right? This study is looking at people writing essays. How important is that? Because people who use this argument about, like, well, the car came, and then people who make horseshoes, they went out of business, but that's creative destruction of economic forces, right? We've heard that a thousand times over. My question is this like a horseshoe type problem? I mean, there are still horses in the world. They didn't die because we have cars. And you could argue that, okay, well, there's less horses working. I guess that horse work wasn't as useful as we thought it was.
Well,
So my question
there's two
is,
types of things going on. There's two tracks. One is just the diminishment of kind of useful work, right? So we talked about what the agrarian society converted from an agrarian to a, I don't know, what would you call it? An
sedentary. But
industrial
it's
and then
a,
a service
okay, right.
oriented.
Well, there's still plenty of agricultural
There
economy
are,
out there,
yes,
right?
good point.
That we, our food comes from somewhere.
Exactly. And thank God those people still know how to make grow stuff, because I'm not sure most of us could do that. But there's also simultaneously the effect that it had on us itself. And again, even when you take out the usefulness of a horseshoe maker or whatever like that, that person who was hammering a horseshoe with a hammer, like a blacksmith, let's say, now their descendants are sitting in an office doing project management on, whatever, some management tasks, software, and they are sedentary. They are the, rates of metabolic disease shot up, heart issues, all those other stuff as are, and you know, and then the introduction of like Lay's potato chips, very high fat, high calorie things come into the picture. And what you end up
Make me
with
hungry.
is, yeah, sorry to make you run off to get a snack, but what I think the result is, those are consequences that shouldn't be, and that's what I was saying to the group, those are consequences that shouldn't be ignored. They're not insignificant consequences. On the whole, net is the introduction of being able to get better yields out of crops and all this, and moving towards that better. Yeah, there's a lot of suffering that went away from that. I mean, who wants to live? You know, we have better benefits now. We have pensions, or we have, 401ks. They didn't have those stuff if you were a peasant farmer in the 1800s. So that's not to say everything got worse. Many, many things got better for most people. Luxuries got better, but there was a cost. Now, and so what I would say is, who are the people thriving best in this world? Those who are willing to do something like, I don't know, I'm not gonna plug, but like, you know, they're at the gym, maybe they're a CrossFit person, they're like working their butt off for no real reason. There's no practical reason to be out at the gym, but they're working out, and they're having, you know, better outcomes, I guess is what I'd say. So I guess the
Rick,
lesson to me is
there's a
not
guy named Rick at my gym
yeah.
who'll get like he takes up all the space, man. He gets like a pad and he puts it down and he's got like a box jumping thing and he's
Oh,
got like
there you go.
four different weights of like free weights and like half the stuff he does, he's like kneeling. And then he looks like he's looking, you know, have you ever looked underneath the bed for something? He does like that, but with like a weight in his
Nice.
hand hanging over his head. It's like a Turkish getup, but it's like there's a
That's awesome.
boxing rule. And he takes up like half the gym. I just am only doing bench press and biceps because glory
Good for you.
muscles. I'm a fattening dad. But this dude is like, you know, that guy. It's Rick. It's Rick doing his like
Exactly.
functional fitness.
Yeah.
That all that hour, and it's an hour. That he spends doing that is like what a day of like, you know, sharecropping would have been, you know, 150
Exactly,
days.
right? So that's what we've had to do. He wouldn't have had to do all that 200 years ago. He would have been just, but who's to say he
Rick
would have been
would have.
happier?
He
He would have
seems like
not
the
been
kind of
happier.
guy who's just happy to go around with like a sleeveless shirt doing these things. And
Yes.
you know what? And I have not engaged him on this. Like, he is very happy to engage anyone on the things he is
Sure.
doing in the gym. I imagine even if Rick was like, you know, with a scythe in his hand, clearing that grain, loading it up on some sort of wagon, he would have turned around and probably done the same shit. He has like a little kettlebell
That's
and he's
cool.
doing stuff in the field, unsolicited remarks about his like fitness regime. Everyone's
Right.
bored. Everyone just wants to go home. And there's Rick. Anyway, but I'm
He's
just
the one,
saying, you
he's the
can't
last one at
stop.
the
Rick,
corral.
Rick is still there. He's there forever. He's
Yeah.
in my gym,
Which is
but that
great.
would have happened. But the most of us, you and me, for 100%, would
Yeah.
be way in better shape.
Absolutely. We would have been in better shape. And I think it's more about the lesson. And you're asking like whether it matters that we can think creatively. I would say it does matter, just as it matters that you are healthier. You're going to live longer. If you're out there exercising in a world in which it's not calling for it. But if you're one of those people at the gym like Rick, you're going to be smarter because exercise helps your brain, and you're going to be healthier. You're going to live longer. You probably have a better life. So I do think that when it comes to children, having them struggle is what allows, you know, struggling is how exercise works. You struggle to push that
Gyms.
to bench press up, right?
Yeah.
Or to bench press. And so the struggle is what gives us that edge. And so if you want, I mean, to my thought, if you're a parent, if you want your kids to actually do better than the average, you're going to have them struggle a little bit. And maybe there's ways of using AI to help them struggle, which I think is where, if you're doing it correctly, you should have AI challenge them, not AI make their jobs easier.
And I think you've kind of brought up, the reason why you share an article like that, and the reason why you say, "Hey, daddies," with a Z, I'm hoping.
I do that. I always use it with Z, but I.
Also, how many? I don't know. You got like this group, open group for people to come in, and it's called Daddies with a Z. How many people are accidentally coming into this group asking to be a part of it, who are looking for some sort of like erotic,
Oh dear. I
like
hope
some sort of
none.
erotic dad? I mean, I'm not, you know, I have friends who are
You mean
active in
there's
the
people
gay
that are attracted
community.
to the dad bod or whatever, or is it?
Well, no, I mean, the internet is rife
with
with
Sure.
all sorts of erotic
Yeah.
subcultures that use the emblem of the dad.
Got it.
There's, you know, there's and then con and you know the endless combinations thereof. You know, you have bear daddies, you have zaddies. I had someone explain to me what that means the other day.
If you're describing like an attractive woman in her 30s that joined my our group because she's really into dad bods and she has no children of her own and she's not married with it, then that's wonderful. Good for her. If you're describing some of the other ones that
he might be chiming in on this AI conversation and be
she might
bringing the most
be.
cogent points. Hey
That's a good
guys,
point.
I joined in for erotic fan fiction about
Right.
dad bods, but let me say something about AI because I'm a
But now that you
developer.
mention it, exactly.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and then you know, they go, oh wow, thank God she came in. Although plenty of dudes I think would join for the
I
zaddy
don't
thing.
want to think about that as much, but
Thirsty
I
young
like where
man
you've, you
looking
know.
for like what's his name? That's like a Ben Affleck type of situation, or his friend who wrote that movie with him. Now I sound like an
Matt
old woman,
Damon.
or an old man. Matt Damon, like a Matt. I
Yeah.
recently saw him on an issue thing like Dad, Daddy, Dad Bod. So I just hope that you've managed to successfully deconflict this dad group from that. Not because it's not good, but because it might
Thankfully,
not
I'm
be
not
that
the
old.
moderator of this group. I didn't have anything
Okay,
to do with it, but
they probably put in the work.
I hope
Because they
so.
probably they must
They
have
filter
thought they
out, I
must have
think, people.
known. Well,
Yeah.
right, and it's not like a judgy thing, right? It's not like, oh,
No.
hey, are you looking for like an erotic zaddies like
Yeah.
messaging board? This is not that. I want you to find it. You know, here are some
Sure.
resources.
You really have to be pretty creative if you're joining this group, and it's really just boring. What do I do about my kids? She won't sleep.
Maybe some
So if
people
you're
find them
really
deeply
attracted to
erotic.
that, it's turning you on. You're a very creative person. And I'd say you probably didn't use any AI to get
No
there.
AI. That person is not
Yeah,
in cognitive decline. They're what's the
exactly.
opposite? They're in cognitive incline.
They're at the peak.
They're working against reality to come up with
Exactly. That's
creative ways of perceiving the
exactly.
world in a more erotic way. And God bless
Right.
them, you
God
know.
bless them. We need people out there on the front lines.
Bringing back to a non-erotic topic.
Yeah. Listen,
So
I have a cap right now for time. So let's hear
let's
your
land this
final
airplane.
thoughts on this.
Let's land this airplane.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, I think this is worth talking about again on another show session, whatever these are called, because I think that's the key, right? Is so one little anecdote. I took a course in order to prepare me for cyber and digital topics to report and analyze them. And in the course, they were really pushing us to get familiar with AI because people coming into the course came from all kinds of backgrounds, some of them non-technical. And they gave us homework in a Word document with YouTube clips to watch. And they say, you know, put it in your own words. And the very first question is make an AI prompt. Tell us what you thought about the prompt that surprised you about it, blah, blah, blah. And then the rest of it is watch YouTube clips about these technical subjects and then write a quick reflection on it. I copy and pasted the whole thing into the free version of
Sure.
Gemini AI because that's just what I had open at the time. And I said, here's my homework. Please do it. And I copy and pasted it and it did it. And I don't
Yeah.
know how it managed to analyze the information from the videos. I'm assuming YouTube, somewhere on that page has like for closed
Transcript.
captioning. Yeah,
Yeah.
it probably has like transcript for closed captioning or something. And I could pull that. It definitely didn't watch quote unquote the
Sure.
videos, but it can consume the content in there and it spouted out some answers. And I just wanted to see if it could do it. I stayed up all night long with like a newborn in my house to do this. Because I knew that doing the work and watching the videos and reflecting would create the knowledge and the familiarity I needed to bring into the training to make
Right.
it invaluable. And I thought there are people who don't have that sensibility. There are people who are
No.
like, I don't have time for this. And you know what? I'll probably get this in class anyway. And from a very kind of like, how important is this really? Just copy and
Yeah.
paste it like I did.
Good point.
And so, but that's the crux, right? How we must use it in an advisory role. I used it to give me ideas, but I did the homework myself. And to your point, the struggle is the point.
Yeah.
And I think about to my actual job. I have an editor, someone who supervises me, who edits the stuff I write and brief sometimes orally to some of our customers. And I would go into my kind of editor's office and be like, hey, I would have to get maybe 60 pages of reports from different areas and then summarize, find the important ones, and then come up with a 30-second brief on the two or three most important ones, right? That's something AI is pretty good at. But I would try to use AI to do this, and I was always dissatisfied with its answers because I would go into my boss's office, who's an expert at this, and I would say, here are the two or three things I picked. And he goes, like, I wouldn't have picked those. I would have picked these for these
Interesting.
reasons. AI couldn't tell me that because my boss has the context, has the familiarization with what is important to my organization and to our customers. And he trained me over the course of months. I would go into his office, do the brief, he would tear it apart. And he's kind of mean, speaking of zaddies, he's kind of mean and about it, and kind of like, would make me pay an emotional price for making a mistake, and I wouldn't want to do that the next time around. And my briefings and my selection of topics became much better. And I always would try, I would come up with one selection and a summary myself. I would try to make AI do it for me. And I was trying to train my AI chat on how to reflect what my boss is looking for. And it could just never really get there. It did. And I even tried to say, hey, like, here are the topics of the things I'm looking at. Which are the two or three of the most important? And it simply couldn't. And I fed it our priorities.
Fascinating.
I fed it our, like, products that are for public release and some that are not for public release. And it still couldn't do as good of a job, not even close as my boss did. I did a much better job of predicting what my boss would like to see. And that to me showed that maybe it's not there yet. I don't know. But at the same time, it's like, my boss has this amazing capacity and ability to do this. I want to emulate him. I worked really hard to do that, and it happened through iteration, the way you might train an AI bot, actually. And I thought to myself, like, if I had relied on just the AI bot, I could have, and he would have still torn it apart, and I would have known what to do later. But I would have missed that process of putting it together. I personally think that if you use the AI to give you advice, then you can have the best of both worlds. Because I think, what if I didn't have the luxury of having a boss that's that amazing? What if AI was the person I briefed to? I come up with the brief, I select, I brief to the AI, and then it gives me the feedback. Having feedback, even if it's from AI, is better than no feedback. In my case, I had the great boss, but that's not always the case, right? So I think there's a role for it.
Good point.
I'm deeply curious. This study found ways that it's not useful. Okay, check. Let's find ways that it is useful, right? And I think that's what the study, that's how the study should be used in a meta sense. You should, get back in that daddy's group and be like, what's the best way, taking this study into account, what's the best way to use AI? How are you having your children use AI that will increase their cognitive capacity, right? I would love to talk about that more. I think so. That's where I go with it. I think, like, I agree. Like, there's probably a way to do this that sucks. There's a way to consume calories that will be deleterious for your body. There's a way to consume some of these things that are probably a net benefit, right? So how do we find it? And I think
And
that's
this is always
definitely.
the thing about life, is that there's all these intricacies and nuances
Yeah, trade-offs.
and trade-offs. And we're going to get onto all of them in this show. We're going to answer the question,
Yeah, so,
what
as
is
an
the meaning
end
of life?
reflection, right, as we kind of go through this process of creating a conversation in the form of a podcast, I think that's the thing. If there is another person that is similar to us out there who just hasn't had time to look at the study, or maybe they saw it and they're like, oh, okay, whatever. AI makes you dumb. I knew that. Didn't have time to delve into it like we did. They can listen to this while washing the dishes and be like, oh, okay. And maybe it might prompt to have them have a conversation with other people, because not everyone has a K like yourself to bounce these things off of, or an E like myself. That's what I'm choosing to call myself, E, like vitamin E,
And
or like
most of
Dana
the
Brooke.
time, I've noticed with my past podcasts, the ones that have not taken off, that it's me doing the dishes and listening to myself on the podcast. That's the listener. So anyway, if you are one of those listeners, we'd love to hear from you. There will be a website eventually for this podcast, and a contact form. And if you are so inclined, you can send us a message when that's up. And we
My
hope
mom.
to
I'm
hear.
assuming it'd be my mom and
Yeah,
maybe a handful of close
hopefully.
people. Wait a second. Does saying the fact that I have a mom hurt my
Uh-oh.
anonymity in any way?
Yeah, it does. You've been narrowed down to only about 10 possibilities now,
Yeah.
especially in this day and
Okay.
age. Well, cool. Great chatting. This is a good first run at this. It'll
Yeah.
improve, and
One
this
would
has been
hope.
fun. Yeah, one will hope. Only so much. Only so much. So we'll talk next time, E, and we'll catch you on the flip side.
Will do, Kay. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks for help. Take care, man.